speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Gillette, the best a soy boy can get. Gillette, for those who have no testosterone left. Gillette.
The Gillette Razor Company just came out with a new commercial that has nothing to do with shaving, but instead lectures men about the Me Too movement, bullying, and toxic masculinity, and is such a pathetic piece of propaganda, I'm surprised that they didn't save it for the Super Bowl.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding...
Oh great, it's Anna Kasparian, co-host of the Young Turks, to the rescue. The commercial then features several white men making unwanted advances towards women, who are then rescued by some heroic African-Americans. Oh, thank you, Tyrone. You're a big hero saving America from these cisgender heterosexual white males. It's pretty strange to be trying to sell razors to men without showing a single razor in the entire commercial. Even stranger still to be lecturing your customers, who are men, about how terrible toxic masculinity is. Apparently Gillette didn't get the memo, and they're not as woke as they think they are, because now, according to the social justice warriors, men who like to grill out are part of that toxic masculinity problem. Why do normal men turn sexist when they get in front of a barbecue, asked the London Guardian. Why do barbecues bring out our inner sexists, asked another columnist. I'm losing my voice because I got a little cold, so you're going to have to bear with me, but I'm going to man up and finish this video anyway. Since Gillette upset so many of their customers, many are swearing off the razors and seeking alternatives like Bic or the Dollar Shave Club. And so the Dollar Shave Club just tweeted out, "Welcome to the club," acknowledging the flood of incoming new customers. Listen, Gillette, you should have just tried to sell razors and left the social justice warrior nonsense out of it. I mean, what's next? Is Burger King gonna lecture customers on feminism and the gender wage gap when they come in to try some of the new chicken fries? Oh wait, what's this?
Introducing chicken fries for $1.69 and chick fries. It's the same chicken fries you love, but for way more, because girls like pink
what? They're $2.39 extra. Oh. Just because it comes in this cute new box.
She's got eyelashes and a bow.
I'm not going to pay for that.
You're not? No.
No. I'm not going to pay extra. I'm sorry.
This is exactly the same thing, the same fries.
Why are you charging me more? I ordered the same thing he did.
I'll literally take them out of the box.
Do you not like pink?
I don't even want the fries anymore. Would you pay extra for a pink box?
They literally made this hidden camera commercial and charged women more money than men for the same chicken fries, trying to raise awareness for what they called the pink tax, claiming that women have to pay more money than men for hygiene products.
I don't give a f- about the fact that the box is pink.
But when you go into the drugstore and you pay $2 more for your razor blades, do you say something then?
No.
We need to be able to tell people that I'm paying more, that we're paying more for the same product.
And men and women should be paying the same price.
It's stupid. That's a real commercial, by the way. Marketing agencies and major brands are really that stupid. 4 years now, feminists who don't have any hobbies since their lives are miserable have been working to ban sales tax on tampons because apparently that's
that video is by Mark Dice, always doing excellent work. You can find his work on YouTube. Mark Dice is the name. This is the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight as he continues to recover from his heart attack. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay with us on the other side. We will get into today's biggest headlines, a lot of videos, and a wonderful interview with Jesse Lee Peterson, all in the next hour. You will not want to miss it, folks. Stay tuned.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. It is January 16th. It is a Wednesday, 8:06 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching us on television or radio, thank you for joining us. Please support those local stations and local distribution platforms that are brave enough to have this forbidden information, this banned broadcast on their platforms. It is an act of bravery in this world, as the intro says, telling the truth is a revolutionary act in the empire of lies. Now, if you're watching this on the internet, Infowars.com/show, please send that link out to anybody that you know. Let people know that you are watching and tuning in, and tell them to tune in as well. Now, if you're watching on Roku, I'm not even sure if you're able to anymore. If you are, enjoy it, savor it, because supposedly we will not be on it for much longer. This is the story from yesterday, 5:30 p.m. Roku says it is removing Alex Jones's InfoWars channel from the Roku channel store following online backlash. That online backlash just scared them too much. They couldn't handle it, and they are removing the InfoWars channel. Now, we have had a Roku channel. If you don't know what Roku is, it's like Apple TV or Google's Chromecast. It's a device that you plug into the back of your TV that allows you to stream things like Netflix or Amazon Prime or, for a while, InfoWars. This was actually a very nice thing because we'd been kicked off of all of the other platforms. Roku was sort of the final one that allowed us to stay on there, not any longer after the quote-unquote online backlash that they got. Now, that's just an excuse that they use. Online backlash is but more often than not, artificially created, and also more often than not really the reason that they are kicking us off of these platforms. Now, there is a way around this. There is a new device, and I think I'll save that for the third hour when Millie Weaver joins me, and she'll be able to let us know all about that. But as of now, it's a little bit black market. It's a little bit off the grid, so I won't say too much about it. There is hope on the horizon. But in terms of Roku, very interesting day yesterday, because basically what happened is we've had an app on the Roku, where a channel where you can go and download our channel and watch us streaming free of charge. And there was an update. We put out an update and people realized that InfoWars was on Roku, that Roku had not yet fallen into line. You understand? They had not yet succumbed to the social pressure. They had not yet been targeted by the social shame outrage mob and forced to perform the digital book burning of deleting InfoWars. And so at 3 p.m., you have them saying after the InfoWars, that's at 5:30 p.m. The way they tell these stories, they literally reverse chronological order, just to confuse things. But here we go. At 3 p.m., it says, while the vast majority of all streaming on our platform is mainstream entertainment, voices on all sides of an issue or cause are free to operate a channel. We do not curate or censor based on viewpoint. That's what Roku initially said around 3 p.m. Flash forward 2.5 hours. And they're saying after the InfoWars channel became available, which is a lie, it had been available since 2012, but they say after the InfoWars channel became available, we heard from concerned parties and have determined that the channel should be removed from our platform, said Roku spokesman Eric Savitz. Deletion from the channel store and platform has begun and will be completed shortly. So what happened, ladies and gentlemen, in that 2.5 hours that went from them saying, hey, you know what, we don't dictate policy based on viewpoints. We don't kick people off of our platform based on viewpoints, essentially a boilerplate free speech position saying anybody is able to create a channel and it's up to the users themselves, the viewers themselves, the audience to choose what they will and won't follow, what they will and won't tune into. To the complete opposite, saying, well, a couple people were mad, so now we are taking it down. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I am not speaking as a disinterested party. This is a direct attack on my livelihood, on the livelihood of our entire crew, on the livelihood of the nearly 100 people and families from InfoWars that rely on getting our message out there, on reaching our audience, on getting this message out and being able to, you know, receive funding and support in return. So this is an attack on us. It's an attack on myself. It's an attack on everybody that works at InfoWars. And it's an attack on the people who just want to watch InfoWars, the audience out there that enjoys our content, that finds entertainment or information valuable, and they want to tune in. They are no longer allowed to do that because somebody else who doesn't like the content has decided for them that it's inappropriate, that, you know, I don't want to see it, so therefore you're not allowed to see it. This is absurd. This is the same pattern that has gone on time and time again, is this faux outrage mob. And in fact, let me go back to the story, Deadline Hollywood, where they talk about this. They have examples of the online outrage generated that was so intense and, you know, there's so much pressure on Roku that they succumb. They say, yeah, we can't handle this. You know, it's like people are saying, well, it's all about capitalism. They're worried that they're blah, blah, blah. If you actually are going to not use a piece of equipment because it allows somebody you don't agree with to be on it, if that's the reason you're boycotting something, I mean, that percentage is so small. Again, I went over it yesterday. They don't do this because of profit. They do it for ideology. But let's go to the examples that this story gives. Examples of the outrage mob. Examples of the overwhelming protest that Roku apparently collapsed under the weight of. Let's see. We have one guy named Hamdurglar. He's got 231 followers on Twitter. Wow, he's very important. He says, hey guys, Roku just put up an InfoWars channel today. It's a lie. Here's some screenshots. They basically say, hey Roku, what's with you adding InfoWars to your platform? They say, hey, here's the channel you're looking for. They basically, Roku support was confused and they were like, oh, he's looking for InfoWars. Here it is. Happy streaming. There you go. Don't forget to restart your player. All right, so this intense, you know, groundswell of protest and anger and fury. Let's see. It has 14 retweets and 39 likes. Wow. They collapse under the weight of 39 likes. Believe it or not, this is by far the most popular, tweet about this content, controversy, I suppose you'd say. The other one, they quote three Twitters that are supposed to be the examples of the outrage that Roku has given into. The second one literally has one retweet, zero likes. Okay, that's another one. It's a guy saying, hey, adding InfoWars to your channel guarantees I'll never buy one of your products again. I would bet $1 million that he does not own a Roku and he's just saying this for, you know, internet points. And he didn't even get any. He got one retweet and one comment and zero likes. Okay, that's the other outrage example that they use. The third outrage example that they use is from a guy named Ian Schaefer. He's a blue check mark. He got four likes and one retweet when he said, I'm done with you until you drop InfoWars. Okay? So this is the outrage that they are supposedly collapsing under. Three tweets and a grand total of like 40 likes. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Something happened something happened between 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. yesterday. It wasn't a mass groundswell of hundreds or thousands of angry people demanding that Roku take us down. No, no, no. I would be willing to bet all the money I own that Roku got a single call from a single powerful person in some sort of banking institution who exercised the banker's veto. We saw it done at Patreon. We saw it done at PayPal. We've seen it done over and over again. MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, Stripe. It's the money. It's the bankers and the money changers that come in and demand we be taken down, and they submit.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
back to the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. A lot of news to get to today, as well as we have an interview with Jesse Lee Peterson that we pre-recorded yesterday. Since his show airs at the same time ours does, we aren't able to do a live stream, but we had a very enjoyable conversation that I will play in the latter half of this hour, starting at 8:30. You won't want to miss that. Very entertaining, very insightful. Jesse Lee Peterson, if you don't know who he is, he's a reverend, I believe, or a pastor, and he has a radio show and all sorts of stuff. He's been dealing with the issue of masculinity and race in America for years, if not decades. And he says things that you don't hear anybody else say on one side of the aisle or the other. So you're not going to want to miss that interview. And I'll play that at the end of this hour. So next hour, I can go to your phone calls. And then in the third hour, I have Millie Weaver coming on to break some news and talk about all of this news that I'm looking at in front of me. And yes, once again, there is a abundance of news, everything from culture to politics to international situations. Just to give you a little overview here, we have everything from a general warning the U.S. that China will recolonize Taiwan at all costs as the threat of war with China comes ever closer. We have, of course, the EU's Donald Tusk suggesting that the UK should cancel Brexit after a historic defeat for Theresa May. We will go to yellow vest videos that shows the more. We showed you some yesterday. It continues every day. More videos are coming out of the horror and violence and abuse that the state will enact on its subjects when they don't comply. Really horrific stuff. I'll save that for a little bit later as well. It's the morning after all, and I don't want to make you sick to your stomach before breakfast. We also have just insanity going on in Mexico with villagers kidnapping and beating soldiers in order to protect fuel thieves in central Mexico. So just insanity going on down there. The new migrant caravan organizer, of course, there. The new migrant caravan in Honduras swelling to the number of 2,000 people, but the leader has been arrested on rape charges. Shows you the caliber of people. They're not sending their best, folks. And again, I feel like I should host this show and do it as if I'm talking to liberals. Because, you know, when I talk to InfoWars fans, when I talk to conservatives who are aware of all this stuff, you know, I could see how to liberals it would be totally mystifying, because we understand all of this background. We understand a lot of this logic that's at play here. If you're not informed, it could be highly confusing as to why we feel the way that we feel. And so I feel like I need to start every story, start every event back from the beginning, give everybody the full backstory, and hopefully paint a picture that helps them understand the true threat that we're under. Because even conservatives, even people on Fox News and people on, you know, at the Daily Wire and the Daily Call, I mean, even these people don't understand the complexity or the comprehensive nature of the globalist plot to enslave humanity. They see the individual things and they know that they're wrong. They say, oh, this caravan of thousands of people coming from Honduras through Mexico, ignoring the asylum offered by Mexico and forcing their way into America. Yeah, that's bad. And they know it's bad because it drives down wages. They know it's bad because they're unvetted. There could be terrorists or people who just hate America embedded in there, criminals, violent people. They know that it's bad because, you know, they're putting the women and children in front when the reality is it's 99.9% military-aged males. They know it's bad because they aren't actually seeking asylum. They are abusing the asylum system. They get all of those individual points most of the time, that, you know, people on our side, more or less. But what they don't seem to be able to link together is the arc of history that has brought us to this point and where that's going as we move forward. So when you look at the horde coming up from Venezuela and Guatemala through Mexico, is it so hard to understand that this is the exact tactic used on Europe, and where you had in Europe just hordes, thousands and thousands and thousands of so-called refugees, migrants coming into Europe, being ferried, being carried, being trucked and bused and given train tickets by international NGO, non-governmental organizations, and basically the mafia, human smuggling and bringing people in. And there in Europe, at least you have the excuse of saying, well, it's a war-torn country. Well, these are refugees from a civil war in which they don't have a side to play. Both sides represent a threat to them, so they have to flee. Now, of course, you can go into the details and say, well, they're going all the way through to Germany or all the way through to Ireland. Clearly, they're passing through a bunch of safe countries, so their claim for asylum isn't valid. But at least they have the excuse. At least they can say, well, war-torn country. And you can even say, well, it's our fault because we're the ones at war there. Okay? You can at least make that argument. I at least understand that. What is the argument for Guatemala and Honduras? Have we waged war there? Is there a large-scale war going on down there between two factions? Is there a civil war raging? No. No. And yet they're using exactly the same tactics to bring this horde up. And so you have to be able to see both of these events and understand that there is a through line there. There is a connection between these two. And you have to identify what that connection is and who it is behind this, what their purpose is, and why the media and the Democrats and all these people go along with it. You have to be able to zoom out and look at it like that. You have to understand that these hordes and these quote-unquote caravans and these migrants who are coming over at the rate of tens of thousands, you know, at a time, they're being sponsored, they're being supported by incredibly wealthy people who have an active stated interest in driving out or destroying the native populations of America in Europe. They're doing this explicitly. They have explained that they're doing it. They have white papers that they talk about doing it. It's called Agenda 30. Used to be Agenda 21. Look at Ireland 2040. Look at, it's called replacement migration. This is a tactic used where instead of having a slow drip of immigrants, they do it all at once to overwhelm the system and cause chaos and provide the media with the images that they need in order to sell it to the people that this is a humanitarian act. When in reality, it is an act of aggression. It's an act of overthrowing. It's an act of undermining the sovereignty of these nations in an attempt to weaken them to the point that they can, that they're actually willing to give up their most basic foundational, ideology of freedom and individuality and give in to globalism. That is the plot. You have to be able to zoom out and see that. On the other side, Jesse Lee Peterson. Don't
defeat
go anywhere.
The globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in once again for David Knight. My guest today is the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Lee Peterson. You can find him at jesseleepeterson.com or on Twitter at JLPTalk. Thank you so much for joining me, Jesse.
Harrison, thank you for having me on, and Happy New Year. I wish you and your family well this year.
Thank you so much. Right back at you. Now, Jesse, I have to say, when they told me that I was going to be hosting for David Knight and they asked me about guests, you were the first name that I said, and I wanted to get you on so badly, and I'll tell you why. I have a friend. Well, and we have you now, so I'm very excited. And I have a friend who, he doesn't care about politics. He just doesn't care. I try to show him stuff sometimes. He's like, yeah, you know, I get it, but it's just not my cup of tea. He just does not care, and I can't get him to care. Until I showed him your videos. Somebody out there does Jesse Lee Peterson Savage Moments, and there's 30 of them at this point, and they're really good. We sat there and watched every single one of them, and now he's like obsessed with you and like follows you everywhere. And so I guess my question is, what is it about you, do you think, that appeals to people, even if they aren't into, you know, politics or conservatism or that sort of stuff? Is it just are we just starving for like basic common sense and manliness in this world?
Well, number one, thank you so much for having me on. I absolutely appreciate it. Number two, I just finished counseling with a guy who came in for counseling, and he had been watching the Savage Moments as well. It really helped him a lot too. What it is, Harrison, is that 29 years ago, God took my anger away from me. and he made me whole again. He caused me to forgive my mother and return to my father. And through my father, I was able to return to God. So within me, I have no anger, because anger is evil. And everyone who has anger is not themselves. They have become like whoever they are angry at. And most, not all, but most men and women are mad, angry at their mothers, but they've been told that it's their fathers. And so they hate their father. Whenever you are angry at your father, and anger is resentment, is hatred, is judgment, is all the same thing. But when you are angry at your father, you would never have peace again, because you can't know God and hate your father, be angry. But a lot of mothers have turned the boys and girls, men and women, against their fathers when it's really her they resent. So they identify with her. And you can't have any peace in that. You don't have the courage to speak up. You don't have the courage to be yourself. You're always looking for love and looking for some approval or validation from someone else. And you can never be happy with that. When I was growing up, men were men and boys were boys. And men knew not to hate. And so that's the example that I had growing up. I understood it from there. And so men today don't have that. Men today, or male today, are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And they are hated by women who hate men, who hate God. Because when they were growing up, they had bad situations with their mother and fathers, right? And so men are under attack today. And these people who are attacking men, they hate God. They hate the family. They hate the unborn child. They hate children. They hate life. And so a lot of men are under attack, and they're afraid to be themselves. They're afraid to speak up, that they might lose something, because they don't realize it's better to be a man than to worry about what you will lose.
Yeah. And do you think it's the fact that you are able to express things just succinctly and clearly, and like there's this idea in today's world that you have to kind of dance around problems, you have to be real polite and nice, and you seem super nice and you seem super polite and all that stuff, but you don't change the way you talk to appease whoever you're talking to. You just talk to them normally. Is that what we're missing? Maybe is just this directness.
Yes, men and women, but especially men, they are missing being free of fear and anger and worry and doubt. They feel like they got to dance around situations where they don't know that they are the Christ on earth. And men don't have fear unless they resent. And most of the time, their mother, they become, when you have anger, you have fear. Anyone who has anger has fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. They're needy. They don't have perfect peace. And so when God took that away from me, he gave me perfect peace, but he also caused me to be myself. I'm not my father. I'm not my mother. I am me. And in me, there is no fear. Like little kids, until they are traumatized, they have no fear. And so men are afraid today because they're not themselves. And that's why I'm telling them or encouraging them to forgive their mothers so that and return to their fathers. So that God don't ask for forgiveness, but forgive them, because they couldn't help themselves. They were not themselves as well. Forgive their mothers first and then return to their fathers, and God will forgive them, and he will take away the anger, and along with the anger, fear and everything would disappear so that you could be yourself. And so when you run into other men and women and children, no matter what the race, you don't have to be phony. You don't have to pretend to act a certain way. Because you now have perfect love, and perfect love is from God, and you love everybody. It's not a feeling. It's not something you can taste, touch, or feel. It's just something that you don't have resentment anymore. You don't have any anger in your heart. So you can speak up, but not resent. You discern, but don't hate, because God has taken that away from you when he took the spirit of anger away.
Right. And you don't
and so
have to.
I'm me. I'm absolutely me. I'm not into my color. I'm not even to being male. I'm just being me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a living being. So I don't have to put up a phony or try to appease anyone. I'm not, and I don't have to hate anyone, but I can be honest with all people because I'm honest with myself.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I've noticed since hosting and things, you know, people say, oh, that must be so scary. How do you get up there and do that? How, you know, aren't you afraid you're going to say something wrong or something? And I'm like, well, I'm pretty confident in how I feel. I actually love everyone. I actually want the best outcome for everyone. So
that's
I'm just
right.
going to get up and say what I believe, and it's going to be fine because, you know, hopefully that truth will come out. But, you know, so the interesting dichotomy to me, or the connection, is between fear and anger. So what is that connection? Why are those two so intertwined?
Well, that's a good question. Anger is the mother, and fear is the child. And so when you have anger, the children of anger, the spiritual children of anger are fear, doubt, worry, insecurity, shyness, suicidal thought, depression, what they call depression, all that stuff. It comes with anger. Resentment, hatred is all the same because it's a spirit that made a home in you. And it feels like it's you, but it's not you. And then it makes you listen to thoughts, and all thoughts are lies. There's no such thing as a true thought. That's why you have to doubt them, because thoughts belong to your daddy, Satan. And he pretend to be God by telling you what's right, what's wrong. But he lied to you. And every time you feel you believe a lie, you end up destroying yourself, because they build you up just to let you down. God doesn't talk to you. Satan talked to you, and God revealed to you. And Satan talks. So you have to doubt every thought. But when you get rid of fear by forgiving your parents first, when you get rid of fear, then anger, when you get rid of anger, then fear and doubt and insecurity, all that stuff will automatically disappear. It will go along with the mother. It will disappear.
Very interesting. And then there's also this kind of strange thing. Like, what about righteous anger? Can that be a good thing?
Righteous anger is a person who discern without feeling. You see what's wrong. You see injustice, and you deal with it, but you have no feelings about it. That's righteous anger. You don't judge it. You're not afraid of it. You see what it is, and you deal with it. That's discernment, and that's what righteous anger is.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, because there's this weird thing where they, if you're angry at something, the liberals will say you're scared of it. Like, if I'm like, I'm angry that, you know, Muslims are raping people in Europe, they say, oh, you're just scared. Quit being so scared. More with Jesse Lee Peterson on the other
Whether
side.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, Researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Continues with Jesse Lee Peterson. You can find him at jesseleepeterson.com or on Twitter at JLPTalk or at rebuildingtheman.com. He also hosts a daily radio show and a TV show called The Fallen State, media commentator, columnist, speaker, author. He is as prolific as he is poignant, as offensive to some as he is insightful to others, and we're very happy to have him here today. Now, Jesse, there's so much stuff to talk about in the news today that I would love to get your input on. I'll just have to watch your videos for most of them, because we have things like the American Psychiatric Association straight up coming out and saying that masculinity is a mental illness, totally sick. You also have this Gillette commercial that just paints masculinity as something horrible to be changed. But I really want to get your comments on this story about Representative Steve King being basically stripped of power, thrown to the wolves by his Republican, colleagues there on the Hill, because he basically said, you know, they're treating American history as if it's white supremacist. They're treating Western civilization as if it's somehow racist and evil. And that statement alone is enough to throw him to the wolves. What is going on here, Jesse?
You see evil at work. I call the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Rhino Republicans, the Never Trumpers, and the black race hustlers, children of the lie. And what men need to understand is that there is a perfect order to life. And that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So love comes from above, from God, through Christ, through men, through the woman, down to the woman, to the children. And because men don't realize that they are the Christ, the order is starting to reverse, and where these women and men hating men are taking over. And then especially the white man is the most, other than hating men, white men are number one in being hated, because white men, white Christian conservative men of power are the most hated men, because when we lose them, if we lose them, it's going to be over for the country. And so Stephen King, I have so much respect for that man. I really appreciate him. I love the fact that he stands up for what's right and for the country. But white people over the last 60 years or so have allowed themselves to be afraid of being called racist, being afraid of being called child abuse or abusive. They are given into intimidation because the children of the lie don't have God on their side. Their house are built on sand. Their house is built on sand, not a solid foundation of truth. And Stephen King told the truth. He's absolutely right. And when he spoke about nationalism, or where he said white nationalism, it still means if this is your country and you own this country, you're supposed to put your country first. I'm a nationalist. When the great white hope, President Trump, said that he was a nationalist, I applauded because white people are afraid to use that word today because of people of color and those whites who hate good have intimidated them by calling them a racist or supremacist, and they have cowered down over the years. And the more you give into evil, the more you give into the lie, the more they take from you. And when they're attacking Stephen King today, or today and yesterday, they're trying to take from him. They don't want one white person telling the truth. They have made it as such that white people can't even be white anymore. They have black clubs, Mexican clubs, homosexual clubs, women clubs, all kind of clubs or a day, but white people can't have it. And white people have given into that. And every white person who is given into that, they hang you out there so people can see this is what's going to happen to you if you speak up as a white person or if you disagree. And more white people are giving into that. And I tremble when I think about what can happen to our country if white people give up, because it was white Americans, it was white people who built this country, the greatest country on this side of heaven. It was white people who built Europe, another used to be fine country. And now you invited these people of color in, and the same people that you invited in are now hating you. It's the darnest thing I've ever seen. And white people are afraid to stand up and demand that either you accept the American way or you gotta leave, because they shouldn't be here if they don't love our country. And they have already destroyed the black man and Hispanic men and all those other. They are not any intimidation at all. They've become females. They're just like their mothers. They accept wrong as a right. And so the only person that's only people who are holding America together now are the white people, especially white men. And that's why I'm telling white people they need to get married and have a bucket load of babies. We need white babies, because if we lose America, there's nowhere else to go. People of color don't know how to build anything. They only destroy the people who are trying to come here. They're coming here because they have destroyed their own country. And now they want to come here and bring that crap here. Even the illegal aliens, we can't even keep them out. The Democrats want them here for votes. But I don't want them here. I want a wall around the country. I want my country back. And Stephen King is fighting for the country. Too bad that these weak, righto, beta Republicans are going along with the Democrats. You even had Mitt Romney attacking Steve by telling him he needs to step down from all these other committees that he's been on. Oh, yeah. Listening to the Congressional Black Caucus or others. And when Mitt Romney is a weak beta male, he couldn't even handle Barack Obama when he ran against him. How come all of a sudden he has all this courage when it's time to stand up against President Trump and Steve King? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, and that's a great point, and I totally agree. I mean, I get so frustrated at the Republicans. It's like the Democrats, you know what they're going to do. You know, a dog's going to bite. It's like, yeah, that's what they're going to do. But when the Republicans give in, it's like it's worse in a way, and it's so frustrating. But I think you hit the nail on the head there, or at least I completely agree with you, in the fact that they actually come out and they say, you know, if you say hard work will make you succeed, that's white supremacy. Or like freedom is just a white people thing. It's like they're trying to put all of the good things of liberty and freedom and self-determination, they put that on white people, and then they demonize white people. So to me, it's not even, it's less about race as then that is the mechanism that they use, because they really want to tear down strength, right? Because they want weakness so they can dominate us.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's not about race at all. It's about good versus evil, right versus wrong. I have proven in my book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, that there is no such thing, and never has been, no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamphobiaism, deadbeatism, or white supremacy. It doesn't exist. It has never existed. The children of the lie make up these words because how are you going to prove that you're not a racist? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because and I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws, and I didn't even hear the word racist or white supremacy until the so-called civil rights movement started. And that's when they started to deceive black people and then set themselves up as the leader of black people, bringing in the government, which was operated by the Democratic Party at the time. And they seduced black people away from what is right. Black people knew that it was the Democrats who created the Jim Crow laws, mm-hmm. that it wasn't all white people and that all white people wasn't against them. It was only when the civil rights movement started that crap started to creep in, because the blacks started to be lied to and told lies to. And that's when everything started to fall apart. But I have to tell you, Harrison, we got to take back our country, because there is nowhere else to go. We need a big, beautiful wall around the borders. I want white people to know it's okay to be white. It's okay to tell the truth. It's okay to disagree. And when you are attacked back. Tell the truth. Don't give in to it.
It's like what you're saying is just the most basic common sense understanding of things that used to just be everywhere. But what you're saying now is like, I mean, it would just make liberals faint. I mean, they wouldn't know what to think about this idea of just, hey, be strong. Don't be afraid of anybody. Be yourself.
That's right.
And show love to people. And they can't handle that. Thank you so much, Jesse Lee Peterson, for joining me here on the David
you're
Knight
welcome.
Show.
Harrison, I have to tell you, I love the great white hope, President Trump. We are very fortunate to have him. And I'm asking the people, never give up on the president. The media wants you to. The liberals want you to. Don't do it. We're fortunate. And thank you
Absolutely.
So much. I truly enjoyed this conversation with you. It was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Jesse Lee Peterson at JLP Talk, jesseleepeterson.com. Search Jesse Lee Peterson Savage on YouTube, and you have hours of entertainment before you, folks.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
I have some good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Some entertaining news for you. As of just 6 minutes ago, was this posted? Pelosi asks Trump to reschedule State of the Union or submit it in writing. Yeah, right. Nancy Pelosi, she's so concerned about security, she doesn't want you to give the State of the Union. Fat chance. It's going to be glorious. In this first 5 minutes, let's go to this. This is a very inspiring video from the Daily Caller. Go to it.
If you don't succeed in this country, the fault is on you, not the white people, not the government, not anybody. You, the individual, you got to help yourself. I knew someday if I got a chance to come to America, I'll be successful. And thank God, 1977, I met an American who helped me to get an American visa. And I arrived in this country February 5th, 1978, with $100 in my pocket. My name is Stephen Osei. I love America. That's the title of my book. And I've lived the American dream. The United States gave us so much. So I told my son, the country has given you opportunity and a chance to be successful in life. So why don't you serve the country as a kind of payback? Without America, where would I be? Without America, where would you be? In Ghana, I couldn't have probably sent you to university. I couldn't. But because of the opportunities that are here, and they've given you a chance to be successful, you also go back and serve them. He said, which one do you study? I said, join the Marines. Those are the tough guys. And he did for 12 years. The first 7 years, I was here by myself. All I did was to work 8 hours at night, 8 hours daytime. No car, no girlfriend. All I did was to save money. I strongly believe that there are some people who believe that they've been forced not to study. They've been forced to fail. And I don't believe that. Look at this country. Freedom is everywhere. Good schools, good teachers. Everything is possible in this country compared to other countries. There are no freedoms. You say something against the government, you end up in jail. Ghana is a common practice. I live in a village with my father who didn't go to school. My mom, no school. Our village, there was no electricity, no running water. That's how I grew up. I got my first shoe at age 12 when my brother picked me from the village. By staying with my brother, I was able to go to school. Went to elementary school, went to secondary school, then I went to Wesley College. And at that time, President Kennedy was in charge. And three of my teachers were Americans who were in the Peace Corps. So I had an idea about opportunities that were in this country compared to other countries. People come here to better their lives. They see opportunities in this country. So many opportunities for their children. That's why they want to come here. Can Republicans and Democrats work together and solve the issue? So if I were to give Congress advice, I'd say, look here, give the president, he say, $5 billion to build a wall, whatever he wants. Unless those DACA students stay here, let them become citizens of this country. They are well educated. Some are serving the military. Why do you want to send these people back? What are they going to do? I have a wife, 4 kids, 7 grandkids, and 1 is on the way. 3 of my kids are brought from Ghana. All of them finished university. They all finished their masters. So all my 3 kids are very successful. So I'm very grateful to this great country. So the fact that you are born poor doesn't mean you should grow up to be poor. You don't have to. Look at my story, read my book, and you will see step-by-step-by-step approach to being successful in life. Stay in school, study hard, listen to your teachers, avoid bad groups. And I give thanks to God that I made it from that humble beginning all the way to owning a Mercedes. Something I never dreamt I could have done in Ghana, never. Opportunities are here. That's why I'm proud to be an American citizen, and I'm happy to be here.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down.
And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the second hour of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this 16th of January, 2019. I'll be getting into the main topic of this broadcast. The main title was, of course, about the fact that the Democrats, the freshman Democrats, are rebelling against the senior Democrats and basically saying, quit being sandbags and let's negotiate. Let's get a move on. Let's get this government restarted. So I will be talking about that this segment. I will be taking your phone calls in the latter half of this hour. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. Welcoming calls about any topic, just to give you a little breeze over of some of the other headlines I have here. Of course, we have William Barr going in front of the Senate for his confirmation hearing. Really nothing bombshell came out of that. He's obviously seasoned professional at this and knows how to formulate his answers. I'm still personally kind of undecided about William Barr. He seems like he is on the good side, but at the same time, you have him saying things where he's very confident in Mueller. We know is good friends with Mueller. Basically he says that, he does not think it's a witch hunt, which concerns me because of its clear status as a witch hunt. But then you also have him, you know, having a long and storied past of, you know, sort of being in the middle. He's sort of lukewarm right now. So we'll get to more of that as the story continues. We have, of course, more fallout from the McDonald's meal that Trump served the Clemson Tigers. You have Vox calling the fact that he served fast food racist and classist. How that could possibly be the case, I don't understand. But then again, I'm not a liberal. And then, of course, this is great. You have a Twitter account taking a picture of one of the players and saying, NCAA made billions off me and all I got was CTE and a Big Mac. And then the guy who's in the picture actually responds, and I got a scholarship, a stipend, an education, a head coach that cares, and last but not least, a national championship ring. Good night, Twitter, basically mocking them and just saying, you know what? I'm not in this for, you know, fancy food at the White House. I'm in it for the experience. And honestly, you know, what better experience could you have? All sorts of other stuff. Netflix raising prices. Green Berets, an anonymous email is going around accusing them of basically being undermined and infiltrated by people who only care about their own careers and are lessening the standards, lowering the standards, basically to, you know, advance their own careers for their own selfish reasons. You have a jihadi attack in a luxury hotel in Kenya. You have Venezuelan lawmakers anointing a new leader that they hope will replace Maduro. I mean, just all sorts of news. But let's get to this because I got a couple video clips to go to and I want to go to them quickly. But first, we have Schumer basically doing damage control after this story comes out. Several Democratic freshmen, Democratic members of Congress of the new House of Representative majority, saying the same thing over and over, but they have turned on Nancy Pelosi in her steadfast refusal to fund Donald Trump's planned border wall. Basically, you have Jared Golden saying that it's time that the leadership come to the table with Trump and the Republicans. You have Eliza Slotkin saying that there's a number of us on the Democratic side who are quite concerned that we're not working on negotiated positions. You have Representative Max Rose from New York saying that he's sick of the government shutdown being used as brinksmanship, and we need to just get this over with. We have Representative Anthony Brindisi saying that he's already circumventing Pelosi and her crew and negotiating directly with the Republicans. He says, quote, if you listen to all the experts, they'll say some element of physical barrier is where it makes sense, or a physical barrier where it makes sense are in order. So he seems to be listening to the facts and going around the Democratic leadership in order to talk to the Republicans. You have Spanberger, Representative Spanberger, saying that if I'm getting comments and contact from my constituents expressing concern that the Democrats are not prioritizing security, then I think we can do better. Representative Lucy McBath is quoted in a Politico article by saying she's hoping for a compromise with Trump. Representative Jeff Van Drew, is another freshman Democrat who says that he will support a fund that that funds the wall. And so, yeah, it just more and more. Representative Cherry Bustos, Representative Ami Berra. So this story is from Breitbart, and it lists out a great number of Democratic freshman senators who are basically saying, hey, let's get this over with. Let's come to the table and make a deal. Then you have Katrina Pearson, Hurricane Katrina from Trump's campaign, saying that she was going through TSA pre-check at DFW and a man in front of her started apologizing to the agents, five of them, for the shutdown chaos and said Congress could end this tomorrow. The agents, she says, nearly in unison reply, yes, but the Democrats are all on a beach in Puerto Rico. So the TSA knows what's up. They know what's going on. So you have Schumer saying we have to stay strong on shutdown. Republicans will pressure Trump. That's a message to his Democratic Democratic colleagues, rather, basically encouraging them, hey, don't give up. You know, I know we look like idiots right now, but stick to it or else. We have a video of that, but I don't think we can get to it in this time. Rather, I'd go to the Angel Mothers, victims of illegal immigration, who actually stormed Nancy Pelosi's office. And here's a video of them chanting, build the wall.
Meeting in progress.
Here. This is these are photographs of people, of lives that have been lost. We've held them up against Nancy Pelosi's wall that's keeping her from us right now. She's taking meetings, but she won't take meetings with family members of people that have died. People that have died, they've lost their children, they lost their brothers, their husbands, their sons,
in her district.
And she won't open that door.
So there they are, basically saying she's taking meetings all day, but she won't take meetings with us. These are angel mothers, mothers who have had children killed by illegal immigrants who, you know, obviously they shouldn't have been here. You know, we have murderers here. Yeah, okay, so when someone dies here, it's not automatically because of illegal immigrants. But if the U.S. government would do their basic, most basic job of keeping unwanted people out of the country, these people would still have their children. Let's go to clip 10, Mothers of Illegal Immigration Storm Nancy Pelosi's Office.
Fellow Americans, more than you care about illegal aliens crossing our borders.
Right.
These children have dreams. Every one of these kids had a dream, and they've been crushed.
Your actions still matter.
My son's life is worth more than $1, and that's an insult to all of us.
Of course, she's referencing Nancy Pelosi offering $1 to in negotiations against Donald Trump's $5.7 billion, a totally just disrespectful joke on Nancy Pelosi's part. Now let's go to clip number 9. This is them chanting build the wall outside Nancy Pelosi's office.
Build the wall! 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 Build the wall.
You know, all you have to do is look at the reaction that the Democrats have between a mass shooting, and the wall. When there's a mass shooting that happens, they say, if it would just save one life, if it would just save one single precious human life, then we need to do away with one of our most basic and constitutionally guaranteed rights. They're perfectly willing. They don't even have a second thought. In fact, they think you're evil if you disagree with the fact that they will strip you of your second, possibly first, most important right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights, They will strip that. They will get rid of that. They're willing to sacrifice that in an instant if it means saving one life lost to guns. If all it is building a wall, no one's rights are being taken away. Nobody is being, you know, nobody's being subjugated. There's no threat to, oh, now we, you know, we'll be at the will and whim and mercy of the government because we've given up our guns. You know, nothing needs to be given up except for a measly $5.7 billion, a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the total governmental budget. They refuse outright. They won't even meet with the victims. They definitely won't hold press conferences with the victims like they do to mass shootings. They're utterly hypocritical liars.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. The phone lines are filling up. Stay on the line, folks. I will get to you in the next segment. It will be about 10 minutes from now, so stay on the line. We'll go to Michelle in Minnesota, D-Ray in Kansas, Tim in Washington. Now, I just want to give you an overview of the insanity that is at the heart of the Democratic Party, because as you know, we are a little over 2 weeks into 2019, which means in the political world, it is already 2020, and the Democrats are out crazying each other as they attempt to secure the 2020 nomination. They think they are the saviors that will rescue us from evil, bad Cheeto Man. And just this string of headlines, it illustrates so much about what's wrong with this country. And it can be summed up in one word, Democrats. Okay? So we have company co-founded by Nancy Pelosi's son has been charged with securities fraud. Just goes to show you the criminal nature of Nancy Pelosi and her ilk. You have Democrat Stacey Abrams saying that she, quote, would not oppose non-citizens voting in local elections. Insanity. This is from the people who think that Russia buying a couple Facebook ads is the end of the world, but they'll let illegal immigrants, literally foreigners, vote in your local election. Yeah, good idea. You have Michigan Democratic senators saying that Israel is more important than the First Amendment, as they, of course, go up against the boycott, divest, and sanction movement, saying that that is un-American to boycott something. Yeah, I don't. That does not compute to me. You have a judge, one of these activist judges who's constantly overturned, really just a roadblock, no longer servicing the purpose that they are put into office for, which is to keep in check, overreach of executive power. Instead, they are, actively liberal activists. They're put into position. They are bought and paid for by Democratic billionaires. So this particular judge rejects the citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. He says it'll hurt immigrants. Somehow it'll hurt immigrants to ask whether or not they're citizens. What? Why would that hurt immigrants? That's the dumbest reason I've ever heard. So that will almost certainly get overturned, but there you go. Another just muck in the gears, just stuff screwing up our political system. Just like this one, this other one, judge blocks Trump's attempt to roll back birth control mandate. Just again, activist liberal judges basing their opinions on nothing but their own feelings. You have de Blasio in New York pitching a plan to seize private property of, quote, problem landlords, and opponents cry communism, like as it is, seizing private property of problem landlords. You have Senator Kirsten Gillibrand jumping into the 2020 race. She announced it on the Late Night Show, the, very serious comedy show. And of course, if you listen to her pitch, it's just as vapid, empty, and nonsensical as any other Democrat as they come out. And we'll go to a clip here in just a second that illustrates that perfectly. Then we have 2020 Dim candidate Julian Castro. He will be the subject of the video we're about to go to. He's proposing releasing illegals into America, oh, but with ankle monitors. We'll put ankle monitors on them, and that will solve everything. Julian Castro. And then you have Adam Schiff is now hiring a full-time team to investigate Trump's Russia connection. So yeah, we've only had, 20-something months of investigation by Robert Mueller delving into every single aspect of Trump's business, his personal life, his friends, everything. But no, Adam Schiff will find it. I don't know why he's researching anything, since for at least a year, he's been saying that they have conclusive, undeniable evidence that Trump is a Russian agent. Okay, then why the investigation? Where show the proof? He doesn't have any. He's a liar. And now he's trying to, again, abuse his power to try to bring down a president. In Beto O'Rourke, old Beto, he's driving around. My dad had a good joke. He said he's driving around in this beat up old car. He said, I wonder if his wife won't buy him a nicer one. His wife, of course, billionaire heiress. Beto O'Rourke says that the border is already fully secured. Fully secured. I mean, sure, there are hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants crossing every single year. But apparently, according to Beto, building a wall will ensure death. It will ensure death if we build a wall. This man is insane. And then Beto O'Rourke also is not sure if the Constitution still works. He's not sure if it still works. The craziest thing about this statement about the Constitution not working for Beto O'Rourke, I mean, it's a common refrain that's like, well, it was so long ago. We don't, it doesn't work for today's world. But his quote is that the principles don't work. Okay, if there's one thing that is permanent and, you know, forever about the Constitution, it's the principles that it's founded on. You can say that maybe some of the amendment, I would disagree, but you can make the argument that maybe some of the amendments or whatever are outdated, but the principles, Beto O'Rourke is trying to undermine the principles behind the Constitution. That is sovereignty, individual responsibility, lack of government control over individuals' lives. That's what he is against. He wants more of that. But here I want to go to a clip from The Daily Show of whatever his name is, not Jon Stewart, talk about Julian Castro and his presidential announcement. Let's go to that now.
There's about 1,000 Democrats who are expected to run for president. And I'll be honest with you,
I want you to notice how unfunny
is that it's all a game, right?
This entire show is. Pause it real quick. I just want to say what you will about Jon Stewart. The man was hilarious. You can still go back and watch old shows of Jon Stewart on YouTube and stuff. He had good jokes. He was funny and witty. Listen to the utter lack of comedy as we continue this clip. Go ahead.
Of winning. They don't enter the race early. It's always the fringe no-names who announce their candidacy first. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a dance circle at a party, right? You ever go to like a company party or anything where there's a dance circle? The first people who go in are always the people who have no business dancing in public. They've got like all the confidence in the world. Like they get in, they got like all those moves, and then all the good dancers just stand on the side and they'll be like popping and locking and they'll be doing their thing. And you'll be like, hey, are you gonna dance? And be like, nah, I don't know. I don't really dance anymore. I don't really dance. I mean, we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see how it goes. That's what always happens. And because the election is around the corner, the fringe dancers are jumping straight in.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard will seek the Democratic nomination for president in 2020.
Gabbard touted her work for her father's anti-gay organization in the early 2000s, promoting controversial conversion therapy. Her views on LGBT rights have shifted dramatically in more recent years. In a statement to CNN, the congresswoman says she regrets the positions she took in the past.
She may also have some real problem with her ties, a secret meeting with President Assad and denying that Assad was behind a chemical weapons attack, a murderer.
Did I just become a fan of hers?
Even a bigger issue.
Wow. So she's got an anti-gay past and she defended Bashar al-Assad.
Wow. I Trevor Noah just sold
controversy away from her getting on me.
That's fantastic.
In the Democratic primary. This would be like her coming out like, for the last 4 years, I've been dating an AR-15. Free Harvey Weinstein. Free Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, so that's what suffices for comedy these days. Absolutely banal and empty. No points, no commentary, no laughs to be found in liberal comedy anymore. We'll go to the rest of that clip where he talks about Julian Castro on the other side, and then to your phone calls. Stay tuned. We're going to hear about Roku. We're going to hear about the wall.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Also hearing from candidates who make you say, remind me who that is again.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro kicked off his campaign for president in his hometown of San Antonio, Texas. Castro was mayor of San Antonio before he joined the Obama administration.
This community is a community like so many others across the nation. The American dream is not a sprint or even a marathon, but a relay. Together we will show that hope can be bigger than fear, that light can be bigger than darkness, and that truth can be bigger than lies. And as long as we work for it, tomorrow will always be better than today. So let's go work. Vámonos!
Is it just me? Or does Castro sound like he went to the Obama School of Speech? Like, same cadence? Same delivery. Maybe it is Obama. Like, maybe he just got fed up and he was like, screw it, I'll run again. Just give me my Hispanic mask and I'll do it. And they're like, sir, no one will fall for that. He's like, that's what you said about my birth certificate. Let's do it. Come on.
Okay, there was, at the very end there, he got close to making a good joke. But my God, I'm glad I'm not a liberal and have to pay attention to that crap for my entertainment. Yeah, I can give you a nice little answer there, Mr. Noah. It's because when you talk in this sort of southern preacher style and you use vague terms like light and darkness and hope, it's a way to make your utterly vapid and pointless talking points sound inspirational. Okay, I'm surprised you haven't caught on to this yet, because Beto O'Rourke talks in exactly the same way. He literally talks like white Obama. Julian Castro, I guess, is Hispanic Obama. And then, of course, you have the female Obamas, including Kirsten Gillibrand. And if you listen to her announcement on the Colbert Show, it is, if anything, even more vapid, even less substantial than anything you hear from these other guys. I mean, they say nothing. They say absolutely nothing. And what they do say is so vague and nonsensical, it's like they know that they are appealing to the lowest common denominator. They know they are appealing to the lowest IQs and the most childish understandings of the world when they just say light is stronger than darkness and hope is bigger than fear. It's like, what are you saying? Nothing. Nonsense. BS. There might be 1,000 people running, you know, for the Democratic nomination, but, you know, you take all those 1,000 people and you find a total absence of a single coherent political thought or position. It's all nonsense filler words. Now, let's go directly to your calls. I'm going to go to Michelle in Minnesota. Wants to talk about Roku, and she has an idea for the wall. Thank you for joining us, Michelle. You're on the line.
Hey, Harrison. I want to say first and foremost, thank you so much for all you guys do. I mean, I don't know what we would do without you guys. I started listening to you guys a couple months ago. I didn't realize things were this bad in this country until I started listening to you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We do it solely on the support of our listeners. So, I mean, we do it for y'all, and it really does make us feel good to know that we're still waking people up and helping people come to the realization of the iceberg hidden underneath the water. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Now, in regards to Roku, I had called in and was going to ask them to please not take you guys off. And you can't call. You have to email them. And so I was hoping I could maybe encourage the listeners to contact Roku. And please, you know, if we make as much or more of a noise that they got to take you guys off, to keep you on, maybe they'll reconsider, you know?
Yeah.
So if people could email them.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Email them. I think even more impactful will be go on their Twitter and tweet it out, because then not only are you contacting them, it's a public comment. And it actually, if you go to the Roku Twitter right now, you'll see most of the people in the comments are on our side, or at least saying this is wrong. You shouldn't do this to them. So I completely agree with you. You should write emails. You should put it out there. Make it public so people know that there are people pushing back on this.
Yep. Awesome. And then my husband's been on my case. I need to call in and let you guys know he's got this great idea for the wall. He was saying that if they ever get around to building it, what they need to do is build one right on the border and then build one several feet back on our side. And then put our convicts there.
An open air prison all the way along the border there.
Yep. And then do something like shipment containers or something like that for their houses or whatever. You know, he thinks it would keep Mexicans from crossing. You know, because then they'd have to deal with our convicts, or if someone's trying to get out on our side, just shoot them or whatever.
That's an interesting idea. I don't know. I think it might be too easy for the convicts to organize a campaign of crossing people across the wall anyway. But it's an interesting idea. Hey, I like creative ideas. I think there's all sorts of things we can do with the wall. Thanks so much for the call, Michelle, and your support and your fighting back against Roku. We really do appreciate it. And it does help, folks. Because, you know, like I was saying before, I don't believe that it was widespread social outrage that caused Roku to drop us. I think it was probably pressure from either a special interest group like the SPLC or a payment processor or a credit card company that went in and stopped them. And so really, in that case, our pushback is even more important, because we're showing not only, you know, are we more numerous and more passionate than the people decrying us and telling us to be taken off, but you see that it's like it's only us. there is no other side. They are lying about the big pushback. So thank you so much for the call, Michelle from Minnesota. Let's go to D-Ray from Kansas, who also wants to talk about the wall. D-Ray, you are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Yesterday you were on fire, man. You were great.
Thank you.
God bless him.
Thank you very much.
You know, I think this whole thing with the wall, that day they were on C-SPAN and they were all sitting there talking. Nancy said in the background, you couldn't see her, but she said, we're not going to let you keep that campaign promise. That's about the only promise that he hasn't been able to keep so far is that wall. And they're throwing up all these investigations and everything to kill time to 2020 so he won't get that wall built. But it's just about him fulfilling his campaign promise, them stopping the wall. It's got nothing to do with money. I just think it's purely they don't want him to be able to fulfill his campaign promise, which he fully intends to do. And I think he will do one way or another.
What a great point. Yeah, what a great point. Yeah, because you're exactly right. I mean, it's so numerous, the reasons that they don't want the wall. They don't want it because it's permanent and it'll be a block to their post-national ideology. They don't want it because it'll be a physical barrier to stop their voters coming in. They love having the illegals for the purpose of voting, or just immigrants in general for the purpose of voting. But you're exactly right that they are trying to waylay this and put this off so they can say, see, he didn't get the wall funded for 2020. I think you're exactly right. That has to play in majorly to their decision.
I'm also kind of discouraged about the organization of the people. I don't know how organized we are over here when the things come down. Whatever it may be that comes down, I don't know how organized the American people are.
You're right. You're exactly right. I got to go to break right now, D-Ray. Thank you so much for the call. Fantastic points. You're right that we need to organize. We don't do what the liberals do. We don't do what the progressives do and go out and march. But what you do need to do is organize with your neighbors, organize with your family, have a plan in place to where you can go out in small groups, small bands, and help each other survive if things do come to the worst. That is how we need to organize.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That last caller and his last comment or his last question really stuck in my mind. I just sat here that whole break thinking about it. Because it's such a good point. And so here's what I have to say. Basically asked, you know, how do we organize? Because you see how adept the left is at organization. They are specialists in the manipulation of the masses. So it follows that they are excellent at manipulating them into widespread, cohesive movements for evil is what they do. Now, we tend to not want to do that. We are individualists by nature. We are freedom lovers by nature. We don't necessarily like exerting power over people, just like we don't like people exerting power over us. If I may speak for, you know, our side at large. So the organization that we need to take on is sort of small scale organization of neighbors and families. Have a plan for if stuff goes down. Take a look at the Gilets Jaunes, the yellow vest in France, who their movement did not exist less than a year ago, okay? In 6 months, they went from nothing, nobody, like a single blog post, a single person starting to organize, to possibly overthrowing not just France, but the EU itself, okay? So this is why they fear us. This is why they are trying to destroy our ability to organize, especially on the internet, because they know the power of just regular people, regular everyday workaday Americans, when we put our minds to something, or Frenchmen, whoever it is, nationalist, people who love sovereignty and freedom, we will destroy everything if we put our mind to it. That's why they fear us so much. That's why we hold off on doing that. We know the level of insanity it can get to. So I say, organize online. Definitely. Don't let their censorship win. If they kick you off, make a new account, move on, find another platform, organize online for sure. You also want to, I mean, here's something that, you know, I learned from, the Oath Keepers. Organize around your neighborhood simply in terms of natural disasters. Okay. That's something you can do today, literally today. Get a clipboard and a piece of paper. And go knock on your neighbor's doors. You might not even know them. You know, this is a big problem in the modern world. We don't even know our neighbors. And so that in itself is a reason to go around and say, hey, you know, we live next to each other. We're all neighbors. We're in this together. I'm just making a list, and it's sort of a disaster preparedness list. And I would just like to know if you have anybody in your home that needs special care, maybe somebody who's disabled that, you know, if something happens and they need to get out of the house, you know, I can come and help you get out of the house. Or maybe you have a special skill. Maybe your neighbor is a doctor, and it's good to find that out, because then, you know, if a natural disaster strikes, then, you know, you have somebody who can handle the medical side of things. And, you know, some people say, hey, I'm not interested in organization. I'm not interested in getting together and, you know, going to the Boy Scout clubhouse in the park down the road and organizing and saying, okay, what's everybody's specific position? You know, what can we provide if the worst were to happen? But this is a way you can actually organize with your neighbors. You should do it anyway, regardless if there's a natural disaster or not. Just get to know your neighbors and start to foster this community where you can all say, you know, hey, you know, I have a lot of stored food. So if stuff comes down to it, you know, you can come to me for stored food. Or, hey, you know, I think as a neighborhood, we should all invest in this, and we should all get a little bit of food stored up together. And so we know that if something were to happen, we can be safe and we can share this together. That's the way that neighborhoods used to just naturally form. Now we have to make an effort to go out and make this happen. So, I think the fact that we are not organized in big masses that go march and you know, do the women's march thing, those aren't effective anyway. So who cares about that? We need to organize ourselves, our own lives with our friends and families, have a plan in place, and just prepare yourself for what you need to do, and organize online and in small groups. And that will create the snowball effect that will eventually, you know, lead to these much bigger things like the Yellow Vest movement in France. So that's my thoughts on organization for us nationalists and, you know, people who enjoy sovereignty. Now I go back to the phone lines to Tim in Washington. He wants to talk about the chemical lobotomies that are being performed on our communities as we speak. Thank you for holding, Tim. You are on the air. Is he? Hold on, Tim. Hold on. Okay, Tim, you're on the air. You're on the air. Sorry, we couldn't hear you at first.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job, Harrison. I appreciate it. But the left and the right, we're pointed at each other. We're in the streets fighting each other. We're yelling at each other. But then when we break, we get hungry, we go to the same grocery store, and we eat the same poison. Mm-hmm. And then we go back and we repeat this cycle. Mm-hmm. If patriots are really wanting change in America, the only way to do it is to tackle the food supply problem. This is the main artery that the New World Order has in America, and it reaches from the East Coast to the West Coast to the southern border to the northern border, and in every convenience store. This New World Order democide agenda that's capable of completely exterminating the American race is in full swing, and everybody is pointing their fingers at hate speech, and just tons of distractions. But yet the main problem that America faces is what we're consuming on a day-to-day basis. How many chemicals are we toxic, or how many chemicals have made us toxic, and who's making this money? I mean, these people are killing children, they're killing adults, they're killing your aunts and uncles, your grandparents for profit. And this is fact.
Not only are you correct, Tim. You know, you say that we're at each other's throats, liberals and conservatives, or however you want to phrase it, but this is one point that I think we actually align. I think you go to liberals and you say, what do you think about Monsanto? What do you think about the chemicals in our food? They actually agree with us. It's only when the media turns it into a big joke
that they think. You have to frame it in their heads as racism. You have to use the term eugenics. You have to keep drilling that into their heads, because that term they recognize. I mean, once they realize
you're using their language against them, sort of, yeah.
Well, I'm using AJ's language. AJ coined the phrase eugenics and made it, you know, a spear against the New World Order. Mm. You know, and this is something that if we can brand the poisons. I mean, if you go to look, all the bars and all of the grocery stores in America that process their food and cook up stuff, they only have a few suppliers.
Right.
I mean, these food companies are huge conglomerates that will squish any one of us if they had the chance. But yet we have to be courageous. We have to be fearless. We have to, like, really look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know, I'm making a mistake. I'm poisoning myself. And this is what the New World Order is banking on. They're banking on our apathy. And another thing, to put it in perspective, we're taking everything. We're not in the streets over anything anymore. So if you think that the New World Order is finished, you haven't begun to fight them because they haven't begun. They're going to double down again and again and again until we're done.
Right. Or and so
the exact opposite.
The question that I even raised a little bit earlier in this show is, how do we convince the liberals who recognize, who say, okay, there's GMOs, I don't like that, Monsanto, they're bribing the government, they're in bed with each other, I don't like that. They only go so far as like, well, it's about money, it's all about money, and you know, that's all they care about. How do we get them to see the wider view? How do we get them, and how do we convince them, hey, it's not just about money, they are actually embarked on a campaign of eugenics and genocide against us. How do we bridge that gap, Tim?
You got to be fearless, and you got to talk about the things that affected you personally, because then you can relate to them personally as a human being. The conversation between humans has been destroyed, and you know, I've been out in the streets for years and years and years talking about fluoride in Seattle, and I've come across tons of leftists, tons of and the one thing that is always able to break that communication barrier is just speaking to them like a human being.
Mm.
You know, just pass the politics. Talk about your sick family. Talk about their sick family. Talk about the things that are going to happen and that they can see. And if they can't see it, if they're incapable, then it's too late and they're a victim. They're
right.
A flat-out victim. But there's millions of Americans that are willing to be fearless, but they have to be fearless in their everyday lives. They have to pick the foods that are not New World Order sanctioned. You know, we have to eliminate the food supply problem, or we're not going to get anything accomplished. We're going to be sick, stupid, and distracted until they decide that we're done.
Yep, I absolutely agree. Fantastic points, Tim from Washington. And this is yet another thing that the liberals have cornered the market on. You know, liberals will come out and argue, you know, on behalf of labeling of GMOs and this sort of thing. And Republicans generally, you know, as a whole, they don't care about it as much. Maybe they're more in the pocket. Maybe they care more about industry, and they see it all as, you know, hippie nonsense, not liking GMOs. It's something that our Republican lawmakers also need to be a part of and label it, so then we can tell what to avoid and what not to avoid. So there's a political solution, but you hit the nail on the head when you said we need human connection. It's the inter-human connection and the humanity that's fostered there, that spark between two people. That is the thing they're trying to destroy, and that's what we need to revitalize. You're exactly right. Thanks, Tim.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. the mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Third hour of the David Knight Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Millie Weaver joins me shortly to go through some of today's top stories. One story from today, the Silent Sam statue has been taken down at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Here's a video from about 6 months ago, a man named H.K. Edgerton, who was there protesting the removal of Silent Sam.
They didn't single out red, yellow, black, white. Those monuments, because it was an integrated monument, integrated military, was for all the Confederate soldiers. It just so happened that these baby boys who were in classrooms around here, like just like they were in Mississippi, the Mississippi Grade, sitting in their classroom studying. William Tess Thomas Sherman came here with Ulysses S. Grant and his boys with General Order Number 200 to take the theater of war to the innocent old men, women, and children, rape them, rob them, kill them, steal, murder, plunder, and there should never be an accounting for what we do.
Right.
These baby boys saw that happening, and they knew that the men were away. They got up in honor and joined in the Confederate Army to stop the carnage that was taking place in the South Man of America.
Yeah.
Not only just the white folks, but the black folks too. If you think that the Union Army came here and said, let's put X's on the black folks' door, let's not do that to them. They raped our women. They stole our food. They plundered. They killed. All kinds of things that took place over here. When Black History Month comes around here, these babies around here don't know anything about Levi Carnine and Hope Kaya and Horace King, the bridge builder. And when General Robert E. Lee needed a bridge to be built, he called on Horace King, the same man who built the spire staircase in Columbia, in the capital of Montgomery, a black Confederate soldier. He don't talk about Hope Kaya, the same man, one of the most tenacious black soldiers there was. When Theodore Roosevelt came through here after the war on a bear hunt, and the first day they couldn't find a bear. That night, Hope Kaya went out and caught a bear, tied it to a tree, told the president to shoot it. He said, I can't shoot that bear. Folks will talk about me. But you know how men gossip anyway. And they told. And people start sending him bears from all across the country. That's how we got the word teddy bear, because of a black Confederate soldier. The first black man to be acquitted of killing a white man in Mississippi, Hope Kaya. They don't talk about James Harris, a black man, a former slave, who got up out of his bed in Mississippi and gave to this state senator and gave the deciding vote to build a Confederate soldier's monument. They don't talk about these kinds of things. They just told it Reverend Mike Lee, body servant to General Robert E. Lee.
My friend, can I ask your name?
My name is H.K. Edgerton, sir.
H.K. Anderson.
Edgerton.
Now, did you know that a current professor here at the University of North Carolina, Dwayne Dixon, led the rally that tore this thing down? What do you have to say to the University of North Carolina for employing Dwayne Dixon?
They're out of fire. It's an illegal act. That's the thing about Southern folks. We believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, and we believe in the rule of law. You can't come down here and snatch down a monument. We got a monument protection bill here in the state of North Carolina. What these thugs did was illegal. How can I champion anybody who put their hands on that monument and drug it down? That was against the law. There's a process. One man said to me, well, it took too long. I don't care if it takes another 100 years. There is a process. There is a process that's called law.
Yep.
The same thing that happened around here when Abraham Lincoln sent those 300 men here illegally to Fort Sumter.
Right.
It was a rule of law. You couldn't do that. Congress was not even in session. You can't declare law upon the Southland of America.
Yep.
Southern people believe in the Constitution of the United States. And I will tell you this. What is happening in our country, ma'am, would you please get that out behind me? I would appreciate it. I don't like you standing behind me with your son.
All right, folks, that's H.K. Edgerton protesting in favor of the Silent Sam statue that has now been torn down on the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Amazing video. I suggest you check it out. H.K. Edgerton, passionate defense of the monuments to the Confederacy. And yet, 6 months later, it comes down. The cultural predators claim yet another scalp, ladies and gentlemen. This time, Silent Sam statue. Really heartbreaking stuff. Millie Weaver joins me on the other side. We break down the top stories of the day. And we go to some more of your phone calls.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour three of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Wednesday, the 16th of January, 2019. And I am joined, as I occasionally am, and I always appreciate it when she's able to make time, Millie Weaver, Millennial Millie. Thanks so much for coming on, Millie.
Me, Harrison. So I know you wanted to talk a little bit about this recent Roku banning of Alex Jones, but first I want to say I'm not at all surprised or shocked. I frankly saw this coming. It was only a matter of time. InfoWars and Alex Jones have been systematically banned off of most platforms, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. I believe NewsWars has been banned from Twitter, and, you know, recently they banned a NewsWars site that somebody made on YouTube. It was a fan page, thinking that maybe they were catching an actual NewsWars page. They took that down as well. And what this boils down to is we're seeing this purge of grassroots conservatives off of all social media platforms, and I believe that this is all gearing up to right before the 2020 presidential election. They want to make sure that they don't have the same outcome that happened last presidential election in 2016, when grassroots conservatives were able to be vocal on social media and to actually impact and influence the outcome of a presidential election. I don't know about you, Harrison, but doesn't this seem like this is the boiling the frog analogy here, where slowly but surely more conservatives are being picked off of different platforms so that we don't panic, you know, as we would if they were to ban us in one big swoop, ban everyone at once?
Oh, yeah. No, that is most certainly happening. And you can see it every single day. In fact, I meant to bring this up earlier in the show, but, you know, I've gotten a lot more Twitter followers since I started hosting Dave Knight. And I appreciate everybody out there who follows me on Twitter and gives me feedback. I really do read it and listen to it and take it to heart. And, but what I find is every day I gain, anywhere from 5 to 10 followers, and yet my total number of followers goes down. They are slowly but surely eliminating either subscriptions to me, people who follow me, or they're deleting those actual accounts. And this is something, you know, I went around the office, I was like, you know, are you losing followers? And it's like, everybody's like, yeah, you know, just, you know, one day I'll come on, I'll be 20 lower. Or one day I'll come on and I'll be 5 lower. And, you know, maybe it's people who are unsubscribing. I don't tweet out that much, so I don't think people are getting sick of me and then, you know, canceling out. And so it's not just a boil the frog, like slow, you know, run up to full censorship. It's like you can't even really see what they're doing a lot of the times. Things where they kick Alex Jones and InfoWars off Roku, everybody sort of knows about it and they talk about it, and you know, there's not a ton of reaction. There's not a ton of pushback. So there is that boiling the frog aspect. But at the same time, at least we can see that. And then the real danger is the tiny little tweaks and the little, you know, they delete this here and they delete that there, and they change the algorithm a little bit to put this person just a little bit higher than that other person. And you have no idea the ultimate, you know, outcome of these tiny little changes here or there, or little deletions, little, you know, oh, that person can't talk quite so loudly anymore. And yeah, you're exactly right. We will be completely stripped by 2016 of our ability to combat the mainstream media. They will have done so much to us that it's impossible to tell just how much weaker we will be as a whole. It's totally sick. So how do we fight back, Millie? How do we fight back against this?
Well, before I get into how we fight back, I just want to say that Roku has been pushing this narrative that they have only banned Alex Jones or InfoWars' app on their platform after hashtag boycott Roku went viral. So hashtag boycott Roku supposedly went viral yesterday on Twitter, which is also another platform that banned InfoWars and Alex Jones and many other conservatives. And that we know they use their algorithms to promote and push certain stories and things to trend and to suppress other stories and items from trending. So they're using this whole idea, this story, this narrative that essentially it was widespread outcry from offended leftist snowflakes that caused them to finally reluctantly ban at InfoWars and Alex Jones from their device. But the reality here is that no, it's most likely that this has been pressure from establishment, New World Order globalist corporations that are like, hey, Roku, you are going to be attacked if you don't remove Alex Jones from your platform. Don't forget, everyone, who did Alex Jones and InfoWars really piss off? They really got Hillary's goat during the 2016 presidential election. And I can't help but think that this is like Hillary's revenge and George Soros's revenge. I mean, all of the attacks that we've had in InfoWars have been insane. All of the fallacious lawsuits that have just been filed literally to try to bankrupt InfoWars, and they know that they're just going to get dismissed or dropped or that they don't have a chance in actually winning these lawsuits, but they're just a file to hit us to try to sink our ship because we are speaking out. I mean, we're political dissidents against the globalist establishment. And this is what happens. It's not just, you know, some people have said, well, it's just because, you know, you're using InfoWars name or Alex Jones name, and that's why you guys are being targeted. Well, you know, I disagree in the sense that it doesn't matter what name you call yourself. If you take on the New World Order, they're going to come after you. Mm-hmm. And end of discussion. We've seen Milo Yiannopoulos be banned, Laura Loomer, Gavin McInnes. Hey, remember Baked Alaska? I mean, I almost memory hold him until someone recently brought him up. Right. And I'm like, wait a second, Baked Alaska? I totally forgot about that guy. Yeah. At what point are we all just going to be memory hold voices that the American public kind of forgets about as they've propped up these Fox News rhino establishment? And hey, Fox News has some good things about it. But remember, Fox News was very anti-Trump throughout the 2016 presidential elections. They were endorsing establishment rhinos like Jeb Bush. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Who owns Fox at the end of the day? These are network, big networks that get tons of advertisements and sponsorships from big pharma and major establishment corporations. So at the end of the day, if you actually, it's what's terrifying. Okay. What's terrifying is that if you actually try to look out there and see what media organizations exist on the conservative media on the right that don't take funding from big pharma or these establishment globalists or these big corporate interests. There really aren't too many out there other than InfoWars. And us at InfoWars, we are being attacked so hard. It is insane. Mm-hmm. The revenge of Soros and Hillary has come upon us. And it's like the Death Star has just been nailing us. And that's why we need the support of listeners more than ever right now. We need your guys' support. Like callers were saying earlier, get out there and voice your discontent for Roku. But at the end of the day, the solution, Harrison, is we need to start getting independent and having our own devices made, whether we have to crowdfund or whatever we have to do. We need our own devices made so that conservatives can exist on these platforms, these devices that liberals and leftist controlled globalists cannot ban us from.
Right. And I actually had somebody come on, you know, I hinted that there's something over the horizon. There's something coming that will make this whole Roku mess totally unnecessary. And I had somebody on Twitter tell me, hey, it doesn't matter, whatever you try to do, they are going to, you know, clamp down on it and crush. You don't understand the power of human ingenuity, okay? You don't understand the fact that places like InfoWars, the reason they're so scared of us is because they can't come in and remove our ability to do something because we're funded solely by the people. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, you buy a product, you send us money, end of transaction. There's nobody in between you and I, you, our audience, and InfoWars, the studio, the production, everything. There's nobody in between who can say no. That's why InfoWars is so powerful. It is possible. Don't give up hope. Build your own systems.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. We still have a lot of people on the lines who've been holding for a while. I hate making people hold for a long time. So Eric in Tampa, Rob in Tennessee, and Jackson, Missouri, we will get to your calls in the next segment, I promise. If you're not one of those people, if you're not Eric, Rob, or Jax, you can hang up if you want. You can stay on the line. But, you know, I recommend calling in tomorrow. I hate seeing people hold for a long time and not being able to get to them. But we will get to you next segment, Jax, Eric, and Rob. But first, we want to continue with this Roku stuff. And real quick, Millie, I just wanted to talk about this tweet that just came out that's sort of blowing up. It's from the Free Press, is the Twitter account. It says, hateful conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is back on Facebook just a few months after the site kicked him off. Urge Facebook to ban him permanently. And of course, we have, if you want to scroll down, the top comment on that is pretty good. It says, change your name. Right, it's the Free Press, Ministry of Truth. I mean, you can just scroll down, and it's just every single comment is calling them out for this and saying, hey, why don't we stop? Why don't we gone too far? Hey, isn't this a little bit ironic? And then you have Tim Pool saying, the sheer irony of Free Press calling for somebody banning from Facebook, it's like if firemen started fires. Of course, a reference to 451, Fahrenheit 451, and the book burning that went on there. But yeah, not very popular, Millie, although it does seem like a concerted effort once again to kick Alex Jones off of every site possible.
What is happening to the left? What's happening here where all of a sudden the left and liberals are calling to start banning and censoring media outlets and press organizations? You know, we saw CNN pushing this whole hashtag free press hashtag saying that Trump was attacking the media just by criticizing CNN for their fake news. All the while, Oliver Darcy and CNN had been petitioning to get InfoWars, a press site, banned off of multiple social media platforms. So it's either just blatant double standards and hypocrisy, or there's some kind of cognitive dissonance going on here with the left where they don't actually see the irony and the double standards that they're engaging in. Either that or they're just so opinionated that they want their opinions to be the dominant opinions that they're willing to censor other voices and other opinions out there, because that's all this is about. This is just about censoring voices and political opinions that the left doesn't agree with. We know that InfoWars and Alex Jones doesn't have graphic or too offensive content. I mean, I guess offensive if you're a snowflake, but really and truly, there's nothing disturbing about our content. Meanwhile, Roku allows people to have porn apps on their streaming device. So you'll allow porn apps, but you won't allow InfoWars. That just goes to show it's not about trying to save people from disturbing content or graphic content. It's simply silencing voices on the right. Silencing conservatives. And, you know, I tweeted this out earlier, and this is kind of my quote that encompasses what's to come and what has been happening. It's the necessity of free speech in the wake of electronic censorship is the motherboard of invention. Mm-hmm. So as we see all of this censorship of free speech, people are going to be craving free speech. So all you're doing is creating a scarcity of free speech. So what's going to happen? We're going to have all kinds of inventions and electronic devices that come out and that essentially offer what these other devices aren't offering, which is a free speech platform. People are going to want something where they can get uncurated content, and it's going to be made available to people. And I really believe that people are going to go for that, and that it will essentially replace these Roku Fire Stick devices that are all curated platforms. That's the bottom line. An uncurated platform or streaming device will replace these curated platforms, because at the end of the day, users like to have choice. Mm-hmm. People want to be able to choose what they watch at the end of the day. And even though you may have leftists say, oh, well, we don't like that InfoWars was on Roku, we're going to boycott. Well, at the end of the day, someone's going to put a device out that allows you to customize and to suit it to whatever your likings are. You know, if you want to delete InfoWars off, delete it off yourself, you know, off your device.
These globalists, they, They think that they have us cowed. They think that they have us in their hands. They totally underestimate because they have no respect for the strength of human ingenuity and that burning desire in humans to not be controlled and to not have people tell them what they can and can't listen to. It's not even just an American thing, although Americans have it to a greater degree, I think, than anywhere else in the whole world. But because we've been raised with it, and you know, except for the kids growing up now who get nothing but liberal indoctrination in their schools, at least back when I was growing up, we focused on, you know, what made America great. And one of those main things was free speech and the ability to be offensive, the ability to say what you want to say and nobody can tell you otherwise. And you're exactly right. The ingenuity of man cannot be contained by a bunch of globalist controllers threatening to take their money away. It's not going to work. Of course, they do have those mechanisms of power where, you know, the next company that tries to unseat Roku and has InfoWars, well, the credit card companies are going to go to them and try to shut them down in the same way that they shut Gab down and shut, you know, dissident Patreon accounts down. But all that means is that the banks that don't do that are going to get that business. And so, yeah, we can't give up. We have to innovate and overcome this technological barrier that they're trying to put in front of us.
Exactly. And there was a recent story where Netflix banned a show off of their platform because the Saudi Arabian government complained that they didn't like it. They didn't like that the show poked fun at certain Saudi Arabian princes and government officials. So Saudi Arabia complained, and thus Netflix banned the episode. And this was a show called Patriot Act, which was a political satire and comedy show on Netflix. Now, here's what the point I'm trying to make here is these globalist controlled companies are trying to appeal to global markets, such as the Chinese market. We even have Saudi Arabia's market, all of these global markets. And these global controlled markets with these communist dictators or, you know, rulers, they have their own censorships that they want to enforce and essentially push Netflix into. So we're going to start seeing these Netflix, Hulu, you know, platforms start to be more and more curated and censored as they try to appeal to all of these other countries, many of which are controlled by dictators or communist regimes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start to see less and less content available. I mean, even right now, the choices on Netflix are pretty sparse. I mean, you used to be able to go into a Blockbuster and find all of these old movies archived, classic movies. Now it's just like you just get whatever you can get on these streaming devices because all of those Blockbusters went out of business, and it's hard to find old school movies that actually had good scripts and good morals and good points. At what point are we not going to be able to even find Soylent Green or, you know, George Orwell classics,
exactly.
1984? You know, at what point are these movies going to be banned?
And then on top of that, we have a story today. Netflix is raising prices to pay for its original programming. People are not happy. So yeah, they're hiking their price to pay for this original programming. And this story from the Daily Caller has a quote from a Twitterer saying, "Yay, 300 more original shows that no one will ever watch." People are getting sick of it. And you know, they're getting sick of having their information controlled. That's what we're here for. We're uncontrolled, folks. They hate us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith and Millie Weaver here in the last hour of the David Knight Show. About to go to your calls. First, I want to talk about this breaking news. There has been a deadly attack against American troops in Syria by the Islamic State. Said to be 4 U.S. troops have been killed and 3 wounded in a suicide blast, which an Islamic State-affiliated site said was the work of the IS, the Islamic State. Others are only saying that 2 have been killed, but this is the deadliest attack, largest single loss of life in Syria since they were deployed there in 2015. Little suspicious to me that the reason we're getting out is because we defeated ISIS and then we happen to get this deadly attack. Seems like ISIS wants us to stay there? What? Yeah, this is just like the chemical attacks. Trump says he's moving out. The next day, there's a highly suspicious chemical attack. I personally am not buying it. I think the attack probably happened. I think it certainly was, I think Americans probably died, which is tragic right now. 4 American families might not even know it yet, but are awaiting the letter that they have dreaded forever. Why are we there? Why did those 4 men die? Why are they in that country in the first place? What are we doing there? We should get out. No more Americans should die for the sake of Syria, in my professional opinion. And then we have, this is actually good news, GameStop stands by its employee in the face of accusations of blatant and malicious hate towards a trans woman. This is the woman, it's ma'am! Call me ma'am! Apparently there were, I hurt my throat, dude. Apparently it was, there were complaints about this, and there was a risk that GameStop would punish the employee for dealing with this madman. But apparently they are not succumbing to the, PC police social justice warriors. So good news, Millie. A little bit of good news.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't it seem a bit convenient that every time Trump announces we're going out of Syria or we've left Syria, that conveniently ISIS decides to attack us or other civilians or people to somehow justify bringing us back into Syria? I mean,
very coincidental, very suspicious.
How coincidental. It seems so suspicious. Trump announces, oh, we're going home, we're leaving the Middle East. And then now ISIS is like, no, we just had to do this attack. So I'm sure we'll be hearing about it. And don't think for a second that this doesn't have to do with deep state weapons contractors that are going to be upset about not having a war to fund. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're all about, is funding wars.
Yep, exactly right. All right, we go out to your phone calls. Thank you so much for holding for so long. We really do appreciate it. Eric in Tampa, Florida, wants to talk about vaccines. Eric, thanks for holding. You're on the line.
Hey, good to speak with you, Harrison. Hello, Millie.
Hello.
I'm watching the past tense on the screen. I'm on the phone having you live. But nice. I held for hour 45 last night regarding the vaccines. I wasn't able to get on, but
You're on now. What about vaccines? We've seen a lot of vaccine deaths. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and autism. They're probably going to pump this stuff up and make it 2 for Tuesday, 3 for Thursday, your Walgreens, your CVS, your whatever. My pulmonary doctor, every time I go in there, I get a different nurse, takes my blood pressure, that kind of stuff. And she says, have you had your flu shot? And I said, no, I don't want it. It is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to mention public figures. Now, this is hard for me to figure out how many years ago. But do you remember MTV when they had Singled Out?
I don't remember that.
It was males competing. If they answered the question right, they would get a date with a girl. And I think they did vice versa for females for male. Jenny McCarthy, I don't know exactly what it was, but her two kids, I think they were 3 and 4 years old, got some kind of inoculation, not from the TV, but from the needle. And she went all the way up to the government and all that. The government said that, no, vaccine did not cause the autism. And now I think she's married to a Wahlberger or something like that. So, I mean, maybe you could reach out to her, and she probably knows all sorts of other people, and get that big collection together that you guys are seeking. As well as that, I think it's excellent. You guys are doing a great job. I expect on my doorstep today the Ocasio Cortez.
The Chihuahua shirt?
Yeah, the Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah.
Capitalists walk their dogs, socialists eat them.
Yeah, it's a classic shirt. Maybe we can bring up the InfoWars store, guys. You can get that new shirt on it. Yeah, Eric, you're right. We've seen so much news recently. I know Jenny McCarthy, I think you're right. I think that's her name. Was really on the forefront of the vax movement, anti-vax movement, I should say, and got a lot of crud for it, got a lot of, bad press about it. But it turns out, I mean, she's been proven right over and over and over again. We've heard about the vaccine you know, courts, the claim court paying out billions of dollars for vaccine deaths and injuries. We have the, one of the, you know, heads of the CDC coming out and saying, yeah, it does cause autism. The government made me bury this. I mean, the truth is coming out. You know, they can't stop it. And then you have things like this, an upstate doctor that was charged with conspiracy for the opiate crisis, where they were just funneling opioids and giving them out to their people, getting them addicted to this because they were just making money hand over fist. If you think doctors are somehow above the ability to be corrupt and to do certain things for money and to push the flu shot because they're going to get a stipend from the government or whatever it is. Yeah, that happens. That happens all the time. Millie, anything to say about the new vaccine revelations that we're seeing?
Well, we've seen many celebrities come out against vaccines. Rob Schneider is one who's been in many Adam Sandler's movies. He's been outspoken about vaccines causing autism in a percentage of children. And we've also seen celebrities be advocates for vaccines or be used to push and promote vaccines as though they're safe. You know, back in the 50s, Elvis Presley did a big photo op that was very popular where he's seen in the picture with health officials, doctors jabbing him in his arm with the polio vaccine in the 50s. And we know that a large percentage of Americans went and got those polio shots. And then later it came out that there were cancer viruses in those polio shots. So they like to use celebrities to push these vaccines as safe. You know, Big Pharma does. They pay a lot of money. Big Pharma has a lot of money. But then we've also seen some celebrities come out and speak out against it. And some of these celebrities, like Jenny McCarthy, did so after finding out the harsh reality of vaccinating their own children could cause autism. And that's what kind of happened with Jenny McCarthy and her whole story, is her son became autistic after receiving vaccines.
Yeah. And that's the most ridiculous thing, is that these people have healthy babies. They go get vaccines. Their babies turn autistic. They say this. They explain what happened to them, their personal experience, and they're called crazy conspiracy theorists. It's so sick, and it's so, I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. We're going to get to the final call. Jax from Missouri on the other side, and talk about some of this other news. We need to get to the new headline on Drudge that has just, you know, been red linked, is that Nancy Pelosi is telling Trump that his State of the Union has been postponed. This woman is hilarious, quite frankly. I mean, she is so insane and nonsensical in the way that she acts. I find it funny. I also find it terrifying. She needs to be removed from office. She needs to be put out to pasture. She needs to go home and enjoy her hundreds of millions of dollars that she's scammed from the American people. Go enjoy that. Leave us the hell alone, Nancy.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process, with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment of The David Knight Show for this, the 16th of January, 2019. Millie Weaver joins me co-hosting this final hour. I want to just talk about some of these headlines that I have in front of me. South Dakota is considering a bill barring transgender students from competing against the opposite biological sex. Good. Maybe we'll actually, you know, let accomplished women athletes achieve the ultimate goal rather than give it to a mediocre male athlete. I think that's excellent. Of course, we have a report that exorcisms are exploding. The Catholic Church can't even deal with the number of exorcisms that are being requested. Just all sorts of stuff. You got to go to InfoWars.com to see the most important headlines of the day, including Beto O'Rourke not wanting to adhere to the Constitution any longer. But this is the big one. This is the big story. It is leaked documents to Breitbart has proved that Sundar the Deceiver Pichai has lied to Congress when he said that his company did not manually intervene on any particular search result. According to this article, an internal discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News reveals Google regularly intervenes in search results on its YouTube video platform, including a recent intervention that pushed pro-life videos out of the top 10 search results for abortion. So these are internal documents leaked to Breitbart that show that Sundar Pichai was lying to Congress's face. Do you think he'll be punished? I doubt it. But Millie, The craziest thing to me is that they're willing to do this for abortion. It's like they're going to lie to Congress. They're going to go in and change their algorithm. They're going to do this devious ideological manipulation of information because they just believe that strongly in killing babies. It's sick. It's sick. But there you go, Millie. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's very unlikely that we're actually going to see Congress hold Sundar Pichai holding responsible for lying essentially to Congress now that we have a Democrat controlled Congress. Speaking of the Democrats, you were just talking about how Nancy Pelosi has been telling President Trump to postpone his State of the Union address. And the reason that she's citing is because Secret Service isn't going to be there. They're not going to be working because of the government shutdown. And she's citing safety and security concerns. So these are the Democrats that are so reliant on having private security or taxpayer-funded Secret Service to protect them, all the while the Democrats have been introducing a new bill just this month called the Assault Weapons Ban of 2019, which would ban a bunch of guns from American citizens having the ability to protect themselves. And just recently, Dianne Feinstein submitted an updated version of this bill. And this is important. I'm gonna read this off as to what it says it would all ban, because if they were to actually pass this, this would be a major hit to the Second Amendment. The bill would ban the sale, manufacture, transfer, and importation of 205 military-style assault weapons by name, mm-hmm. which is really not a definition for assault weapons. Also, included would be certain firearms that accepted detachable ammunition magazines and have one or more military characteristics, including simply a pistol grip, a forward grip, a barrel shroud, a threaded barrel, or a folding or telescoping stock. And it would also ban any magazines that could hold 10 or more rounds of ammunition. So this would ban a lot of handguns. A right. lot of just semi-automatic weapons would be banned by this bill. All the while, the Democrats right now are complaining and saying we can't have the State of the Union address because we have to have our armed security there that's paid by taxpayers.
You know, so hypocritical. It's totally sick. And yeah, the key one there is that 10 round thing. Cause yeah, that's most handguns. I mean, they'll try to do it any way that they can. That's why the Second Amendment says infringed. It shall not be infringed, not removed totally. That's not the threat. It's the infringement where they slowly just knock it away little by little until we're left totally defenseless. Now I want to go to this last caller because he's been waiting for over an hour. I can't let him wait any longer. It's Jax from Missouri. Jax from Missouri, we are going to you right now. Jax, you are on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Smith and Millie. I have just two comments to make. There's three kinds of people. People that make things happen, people that wait for things to happen, and people that say what happened. And my second comment is, I know D-Ray there in Kansas, and when he was talking about getting organized, he's a real warrior. And he's talking about the fabricators and the welders and the guys that are out there that can do things as to build in armored vehicles, to go into areas to transport people to hospitals when the stuff hits the fan. You've probably got fire with fire. You've got to fight fire with fire. But remember that first phrase. Those three kinds of people, that's very important. Put it on a t-shirt. Good day.
Thank you so much, Jax from Missouri. Short and sweet and poignant. I love it. And yeah, you're exactly right. It's those people who know how to work with their hands and know how to make things happen. That's who's most important in the fights to come. Millie, what do you have to, what's your ideas about organization? Because there is that point that the left is so good at organizing. And actually, hold on. I forgot to say something earlier. I want to hear what you have to say, but I was going to say we have to focus on local elections. And people say that a lot, but like, you got to understand that George Soros has spent billions of dollars and has infrastructure all through the United States where they are actively focused on running ads for and putting forward controllable, you know, malleable, progressive people in these different positions in your local election. And if you don't pay attention to that, that's where their real power lies. So I wanted to say that about organization. Find out about local elections, vote in them, and fight back. But Millie, how do we organize?
Well, there's multiple fronts that we can organize on. And, you know, like you said, getting active politically, going out, helping volunteer with campaigns that you know are non-globalist establishment politicians. That's one way politically to get organized. Also, what this gentleman was talking about, getting organized for the event of emergencies or national states of emergencies. I know people down at the border, I would be getting prepared and organized with my community, given all the upheaval we've seen down at the border wall. You don't know at what point we might see, you know, massive hordes of invasions from these migrant caravans happening down at our southern border and how disruptive that could be to the towns and people living in those areas. So it's always good to be prepared and get organized. I know at InfoWarsStore.com, we sell tons of preparedness items, storable food for your family that lasts for a very long time, has a great shelf life. Those are things that you can do to get prepared, because you never know if there's going to be a flood or hurricane, some kind of upheaval, civil unrest, civil war, if there's a coup attempt from the Democrats. I know right now the Democrats have been very mad about the government shutdown, because they're starting to realize that, wait a second, by not allowing Trump to get his border funding, which would allow the government to open up again, because he would sign off on opening it up, it's making it so that it's harder for the Democrats to now hold all their congressional hearings and their subcommittee hearings and their impeachment hearings. Like, they can't move forward with their plans to try to impeach Trump and do all these subpoenas and investigations into his taxes and into the Russia collusion thing, because the government's been shut down. So it's harder for them to try to organize, and they're spending all of their energy now on trying to get Trump to reopen the government without giving him his way on the border wall funding. And it's actually benefiting Trump at the end of the day. You could say it's a 4D chess from Trump. Who knows? This whole government shutdown. What do you think, Harrison?
Say that. Hey, he still holds all the cards, and I think you're exactly right. And I think, you know, pushing out that idea that they're all in Panama partying. I mean, these messages are getting out to people, and they are understanding just how petty and ridiculous the Democrats are being, as the title of the show implies. The freshman Democrats are saying, "What are you doing, Nancy and Chuck? Give him the wall. It's fine. It'll probably be good in the end. It's what the professionals say that they want, and we can get back on track into our agenda of course, undermining America and trying to impeach Donald Trump."
Here's what I have to say to the Democrats. Hey, Democrats, it's kind of hard to impeach Trump while the government's shut down. So go ahead and give him his border funding, and then you can try to continue on with your pointless, meaningless agenda to try to impeach Trump, which would only give you Mike Pence. That's my closing comment.
Failure upon failure upon failure, and you ball those up together, throw them in the trash, and you have the Democratic Party. Thank you so much for joining me, Millie Weaver. Excellent, entertaining, and insightful as always. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Prepare yourself for the battle to come. Arm yourself against the misinformation and disinformation trying to destroy you and undermine your very way of life. Fight back now. Fund this battleship of the Republic. Fund this battleship of liberty and individualism as we wage war against the globalists and collectivists who would ball us all up and throw us in the trash if they ever had the chance. This has been Harrison Smith and Millie Weaver for The David Knight Show. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.